This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 12th, 2008, here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart here, joined alongside by Paul Perillo as we prepare for another cross-country flight to go join the team and PFW's own Eric Scalavino out on the West Coast in preparation for Sunday's game in the Black Hole against the Oakland Raiders. No transactions this week to speak of here on this roster report.
Nice quiet week.
Indeed.
With Eric.
That happens with the team on the other side of the country.
With Eric and everybody else on the West Coast, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the players who are indeed still on the roster, but have some questions surrounding their status heading into the game with the Raiders, which, as we all know, maintains the must-win status, as they all will from here on out in the season, as the Patriots look to climb the mountain and crawl into the postseason here for an unexpected berth, I think, in the wake of the Tom Brady injury. But the man maybe most responsible for helping out in that area, Matt Cassel, rejoined the team yesterday. And in case you haven't heard, Cassel's father died earlier this week in California. He left the team for a day to go be with his family and take care of some things, but rejoined them in practice yesterday. Did not address the media, but all indications based on that would point to him playing Sunday against the Raiders. The funeral is now scheduled for Tuesday in California, which is obviously their off day, so my guess is after the game he'll remain on the West Coast and take care of his family issues there. But, Paul, we discussed some of the possibilities earlier in the week. Kevin O'Connell took the reps the day he wasn't there, but obviously a positive sign to have Matt Cassel back with the team.
Yeah, I mean, strictly looking at it at football, and I don't want this to sound insensitive in any way, but I think it's perfect for the Patriots football-wise because you got a chance to get Kevin O'Connell some first-team reps on Wednesday when Cassel was at his father's wake. And on Thursday, Matt was back at least with the team. Whether he got all the reps in practice or not, I don't know. We're not out there at practice. We're not allowed to watch the entire practice. But he was back here with the team plenty of time. It's not like he's rushing around to get ready and get prepared for the Raiders game. So it's certainly, I would agree with your characterization, Andy. It looks like all indications are that he will play and that he was able to get at least some work in before the Raiders game on Sunday.
And really, all you need going against the Raiders is some work. You don't need all of it.
I would think. And you know, we sounded pretty cocky and optimistic heading into Seattle last week as well, and obviously that game went down to the last play. So we don't want to sound smug, but we were talking about this a little as we walked down here. Seattle, maybe somewhat in retrospect, but you could point to some skill position guys and some individual talent that I just don't think exists on the Oakland side here. And first and foremost, as much as a surprise as Seneca Wallace's performance was to me last week, I don't see Jamarcus Russell right. having that kind of possibility.
Yeah, Seneca Wallace may not be a better long-term quarterback than Russell, I don't know. But on that day, he put together a pretty good performance as the backup quarterback, what they needed. The receiver, Deion Branch, I don't think the Raiders have anyone to match that. The tight end, they do have someone to match. Zach Miller is a big play tight end. Has a 20-yard catch virtually every game this season. So I'm sure you will see him challenge the middle of the Patriots secondary. And a look at that will go there. Teddy Bruschi on the East Coast, my understanding is. I don't know that he's been back out there. He flew back after the game to deal with the knee injury. There were reports he was going on IR. That has not happened.
He hasn't practiced.
But
know that for sure.
My expectation is you're not going to see Teddy Bruschi. So there will be a hole a little bit there. In the middle of the Patriots defense, and James Sanders did not practice this week as he deals with an abdominal injury that he says goes back a couple weeks now. So is that the major concern, the tight end there, and maybe the hole in the middle of the Patriots defense?
Yeah, I think so, Andy. I mean, I think that's been a problem pretty much every game. So now the personnel that you've struggled handling that situation with for most of the season is now either banged up or not available. So I would absolutely say, putting two and two together here, the one main consistent threat that the Oakland offense has had all year really goes in line with the biggest weakness in the Patriots defense, and that is that middle of the field between the hashes covering tight ends.
And I'm not sure you can expect any increased effort from the pass rush here. Mike Vrabel had a neck issue that knocked him out for a couple plays.
He's been limited in practice.
Roosevelt Colvin will obviously see snaps, but what is he at this point after a week of wear and tear? You'll continue to see Junior Seau in the middle of that defense. Vince Red, Has been limited as well, but you maybe will get a chance to see him depending on how that ankle is game time. Ty Warren has said he's 50-50 every game. He's practiced this week on a limited basis. The one sure thing, the running game should be helped out a little bit, as Vince Wilfork made it sound pretty definitive that he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, and he gave that—I don't know if you saw any clips or if you just read the quotes, Andy, but he gave that little Vince smile.
Right.
So I think he's probably feeling a little bit better than maybe even he thought he would at this point. So, yeah, I think that's a good sign, because the one way I think Oakland could maybe cause you some problems if they played over their heads the way Seattle did last week, in my mind, is by controlling the clock and running the football at the heart of that defense. And without Wilfork there, perhaps it would have opened the door for Oakland to do that. I think with Big Vince in there, I think the chances of that happening are rather limited.
I agree with you. While we're at it, we might as well look just at the short portion of the injury report. That would be the Raiders portion. Ricky Brown, linebacker, groin, has not participated yet this week. Jake Grove, their center, has been limited. Pretty good center. So,
and he missed the last game against the Chargers.
Would help them. And, you know, the backup center had a couple tackles on screen passes to Darren McFadden, so I wouldn't expect Jake Rove to make those tackles.
Who then subsequently spent the rest of the game rather disinterested.
Yeah, there's a shock. And Jamarcus Russell has been limited in practice with the ankle that knocked him out last week. I think there's a chance either way, health or not health, you could see both quarterbacks, Andrew Walter and Jamarcus Russell, depending on how the game plays out. Some interesting matchups in this game, just to wrap it up here. Wes Welker and Randy Moss, obviously the receivers for the Patriots, and Nnamdi Asamoah. Is that it? Nnamdi Asamoah?
Good enough for me.
The franchise cornerback for the Oakland Raiders. A lot of talk this week about matching up. He poo-pooed that, said we do left and right. We're probably going to do that. And by the way, they have not just Randy Moss, but a guy named Wes Welker. So he kind of poo-pooed the opportunity to go one-on-one with Randy Moss, who he was very praiseful of earlier in the week as helping him in his adjustment from safety to corner and kind of massaging his ego and getting him to believe in himself and his strengths as a bigger corner. So
he's clearly a pretty intelligent guy, because you don't want to rattle the beast as you're heading into a game against Randy Moss.
And I will end with that. Randy Moss has been known to have an ego, like to pay people back, like to be a showman when he can. Is this a showman week? Do we have a couple touchdowns, couple big plays, and a post-game comment?
I got to think so.
I agree. I think Randy Moss comes up big. I think the Patriots offense comes up big. I think Castle has a big day. And I don't think the Raiders put up the fight that the Seahawks did a week earlier. But we will find out. So as Paul and I get ready to get on a commercial flight out to Oakland to meet up with the team, we will talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.